What's happening, everybody? It's your boy JT Thompson, back with another episode of Gym Talk. As you can all see right now, or hear, I'm outside. Goddamn planes and everything running around here and all. But I figured why not come outside, change up the atmosphere, change up the whole vibe. You know what I'm saying? It's about, what, 90 degrees out here? So, you know, I figure, you know, let's come on outside, let's talk a little bit, let's chop it up, you know what I'm saying? But here, you know, I'm ready to chop up a little game today with everybody, man. We got a conversation that I want to have with everybody, man. And I've been wanting to get back into the helping everybody with their weight loss goals or whatnot, as always. I get people asking me all the time, they want to lose weight, they want to gain muscle, but they want to lose the fat around the muscle. Women especially, I want to lose my stomach but keep my butt, and you know, I don't want to lose no breasts. And well, here's the big situation. It's going to be a little bit controversial on this topic, but you asked for it, so I got to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you as raw, as pure, and as honest as possible. Check this out. If you're a guy and you got some fat boy issues or whatnot, right? Check this out, man. You have to lose the fat first, in my opinion. In my opinion, and this is just my opinion. You asked me for my opinion, and you asked me for how should I do this? Well, I'm giving you my opinion on this. This is not a fact, but this is my opinion. I'm giving you what worked for me, and I'm giving you what worked for my clients. I've trained a lot of people, so I'm telling you how I go about helping fellas to put on the muscle. So this is what I do. If you got fat boy issues, my professional advice to you is to lose the fat first. Trim that down first. Get yourself on a diet that you can obtain to using your regimen on a daily. You want something that's going to be obtainable. You don't want to get on a diet and then you can't keep it, okay? So you want to get you an attainable diet. You want to, secondly, get in the gym at least 4 to 5 days a week. If you can't do 5 days, do try to get at least 3 to 4 days in consistently, okay? Keep your diet consistently. Fellas, you have to lose the weight first. Then after you lose the weight, you want to start getting into a workout regimen, a weight training regimen that's going to help you lift heavier weight than normal. Get a good trainer or a workout partner, and you want to put yourself in a position to, I'm not going to say go crazy on the weights, but you want to lift something that's moderate heavy where you can still put up a good 6 to 8 reps. This will help you build sizable muscle, okay? 6 to 8 reps of moderate heavy weight that's obtainable for you to still do 6 to 8 reps, but at least 4 to 5 sets. By set 3, set 4, you should be having a little bit of trouble lifting it because the weight and the energy that is taken up from you to lift that weight. Okay? Don't be Superman trying to put 315 on the rack and you've never done 315, or you did 315 as a fat boy, but now that you're skinnier, that 315 is going to be a lot heavier, okay? So you have to keep that in mind. When you lose weight, you lose a little bit of strength. You lose a little bit of, and you start losing that mass, you lose a little bit of the strength that's behind that. So you want to be able to put yourself in a position to not lift 315 for 2 reps and say, I'm going to do 5 sets for this. Man, that's garbage. You want to be able to do at least the 6 to 8 reps. So if you are one of those dudes that's doing 300 pounds, dumb that weight down to about 225, maybe 245. Something that's obtainable for you to do at least 6 to 8 reps, 4 to 5 sets. And the sets have to be, I'm not going to say a struggle to do, but they should be definitely challenging. You know what I'm saying? So put yourself in a position to do that, fellas. Ladies, I got to be brutally honest with y'all. Stop looking for a miracle. Stop asking dumbass questions like, I want to keep my booty, but I want to lose my stomach, and that's it. You have to go through a body transformation, okay, to obtain a booty, to obtain some nice looking quads, which are your thighs, your hamstrings, and last but not least, your glutes. Okay? If you put yourself on a good workout regimen, ladies, and a decent diet plan, what you ladies fail to realize is you don't need to be on such a hardcore diet plan. If you just do a decent diet plan, you will lose the weight. The big thing for you guys is when you keep saying, I want to keep a booty and lose the stomach, you need a workout regimen plan that's incorporating, that is going to incorporate the workout and the body structure that you want. So if you want to have thighs, booty, and hamstrings and a small waist, you need to do some squats. You need to incorporate those squats. A nice sizable weight that will recommend you to do at least, I would say, 10 to 15 reps. You want to burn fat, but you want to sculpt your body. So when you burn that fat, you're looking to sculpt your body as well. Never mind the plane in the background, but you know how that is. I'm outside. But back to the point. You want to sculpt your body. So 10 to 15 reps with sizable weight on the bar. Something that you can obtain, ladies, with the personal trainer or either a workout partner. You want to be able to do 10 to 15 reps on every body part. The whole goal for a woman is to have a butt and a small waist. If you want to have that, you have to give off the illusion that your booty is bigger than what it is. And the only way you're going to be able to do that, ladies, is by burning the fat around that big old butt and them thighs and that and them calves and things of that nature. Your stomach will eventually start to go down. Of course you want to hit your abs, okay? Of course you want to do crunches, setups, things of that nature that's going to help you get a flatter stomach and eventually obtain some abs. You want to do 10 to 15 reps, ladies, because your biggest issue is fat burning and calorie burning. You have to burn calories and burn fat. That is very essential and very serious for women to do. Okay? You have to watch what you eat, but you just need an attainable diet. Nothing crazy. An attainable diet that you can focus on keeping and committing to every single day for at least 90 days. Your first 90 days, ladies, is the signification for you of a transformation. If you do these things the way I'm telling you, you will definitely see some results, okay? Now, we got that out the way. But what I do need people to start doing is, in the midst of your transformation, while you're trying to lose weight, burn calories, gain muscle for the men, for the women, obtain your booty goals and your small waist rolls, small waist goals. You want to start dressing accordingly. Dress to what your body is giving you. Ladies, you can't put yourself in the position and ran this craziness and you know good damn well it's not making your physique look no better, especially when you already self-conscious about how you're looking. You get what I'm saying? Fellas, the same thing goes for you too. You know, you want to lose weight, you want to get your body together, start wearing clothes and start taking these workouts and your health goals more seriously. I can't beat this enough into people's head because they think I'm trying to be mean. And I'm not. And I'm just giving you facts. I'm giving you truth. Dress accordingly. Look the way you want to look. Start living the way you want to look. Living that lifestyle. Putting yourself in a position to start losing weight and everything. Don't get on a diet. Don't have any weight goals or lost weight goals or transformation goals unless you are serious. You will only disappoint yourself, and you will only start to make yourself feel bad on a daily because you're not getting nowhere close or nowhere near to achieving those goals. All right, everybody, that is what it is. I had to be I had to be very blunt, and I had to be serious, and I had to just tell y'all the raw, uncut truth. Some of you guys may like what I said, and some of you guys may take it and say, you know what, this is real talk. I might, you know what, let me listen to this again so I can hear exactly what I need to do. And I encourage y'all to do that. Be sure to check out the rest of my playlist. I have about 40 different other episodes on here that's talking about different topics, you know what I'm saying? Support your boy, JT Thompson, Gym Talk. Have some gym talk with people. Find you a workout partner that you can kick it with and have some gym talk with that person. You never know. You know, good conversation while you're in the gym and working out can also help you to reach your goals as well. You never know. You might meet somebody who having the same issues as you, and you guys can team up and help each other. All right? That's what it's about, helping each other and being positive and sometimes being very, very truthful to a person, even if it hurts. We got to hear the truth, too, and not be lied to. All right, everybody, love y'all. One.